In June of 85, Coca-Cola announces that they're bringing back their 99-year-old formula.
I'm Don Keough, president of the Coca-Cola Company. When we brought you the new taste of Coke, we knew that millions would prefer it, and millions do. And we knew that it would beat the taste of our major competitor, and it does. What we didn't know was how many thousands of you would phone and write asking us to bring back the classic taste of original Coca-Cola. Well, we read and we listened, and you know the rest. They're both yours, the new taste of Coke and Coca-Cola Classic. Your right of choice is back.
During the 77 days that original Coke was unavailable, Pepsi has enjoyed a field day.
What's the matter, Wilbur?
They changed my Coke.
Something wrong with it?
I don't know, but they sure changed it.
Coulda asked.
What coulda? I stuck with them through three wars and a couple of dust storms, but this is too much. Guess something big made them change.
Right, big.
Right, big. Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
Still coulda asked.
The decision to revive the original Coke only after an angry letter-writing campaign is part of a story behind what may be the biggest marketing faux pas of the 20th century.
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
Thank you.
Here's something you don't hear very often. It's John Oates on lead vocals as he and his musical bud Daryl Hall trot out their latest single, Possession Obsession.
June 1985.
Thank you.
sports, Mats Wielander downs Yvonne Lindell, and Chris Everett Lloyd bests Martina Navratilova at the French Open. The Lakers defeat the Celtics for the NBA championship, and Laffitte Pinkay Jr. becomes the second jockey to win $100 million.
Artie's Time Warp. Artie's Time Warp says,
Здравствуйте.
Ahoy.
Ni hao.
Hello. in the international language of music.
The Eurythmics are part of the musical texture in June of 1985. Keep your ears right here as we continue in our feature month.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.